Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
We wash you at your feet. Let us not be like you.
Dear believer in the house, in Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 8. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I put after this troop? Shall I overtake?" And the Lord answered to me, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail." Recover all. 1 Samuel 30 and verse 8. Media, please. Somebody say, "I'm recovering all." You can say the louder. Please say the loudest. Put your faith in the line. Say, "I'm recovering all." Loudest you can say, "I'm recovering all." And in the name of Jesus, you shall recover all. Verse 18 of that scripture in 1 Samuel 30 and 18, the Bible says, "And David recovered all." Somebody say, "I'm recovering all." You shall have whatever you say. Say, "I'm recovering all." Now put your faith again in the line. Say, "I'm recovering all." Therefore, whatever you may have lost, it shall be your service of recovery. In the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and ask the Lord, "Lord, send me my word of recovery." Let it be a service of recovery for all. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You are a believer in the house, say loud, amen. Amen. Father, for all of the Sundays in the month and all the days in the month of May, we stand in awe of you to say you are a good God. You are too faithful to fail. And that is the reason we are standing here. If the enemy has their way, Lord, we should be out. We should be broken down. We should be perplexed. We should be in the mortuary. But thank you for bringing us in your sanctuary. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. And that is why we know there is hope for us in our destiny. Thank you, because this service will answer to his name. Is the last, it will be the best. Is the last service in the month, it will be the best. And let every expectation be met in this service. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can say loud amen, please. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them, "Welcome to church. It's your service of recovery." In Jesus' name. Celebrate the Lord with a clap offering as much as you can. Are you sure you're clapping for my Jesus? You can be bigger and louder, please. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are going straight into the word, but before we do that, just permit me in 1-2 minutes to just make this emphasis. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible tells us that we serve a God of time and a God of season. Somebody say God of time and season. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, the Bible told us about a tribe. There were 12 tribes in Israel, and one of them are called the tribe of Issachar. The Bible said this tribe, they were men that had understanding of times, and they knew what they should do. And because of that, The last part says, and all their brethren were at their command. Because when you have the solution, people will respect you. True of us? Because they had an understanding of time, they were in command among their peers. Those who understand time and season will always be in command of those times and seasons. Now, in Amos 3, verse 7, the Bible says, God will not do anything except he reveals it to his servant. Amos 3 and verse 7. Please just follow me quickly as we make this note. So anytime God wants to do a thing, he shows it to his prophets so that they can tell us. So that at least for those of us who are not able to catch the signal, we can immediately catch the signal from what they have caught. Are you catching that now? Not all of us will hear God as they do. But by privilege, when they hear, they tell us. Amen. Again, the year 2026, midst of the year, the alarm has been flagged. The reason is because from June tomorrow now, all the way to the end of July, we have entered what we call our midst of the year, the season of glory. Somebody say the midst of the year. My season of glory. So please, I need you to come awake and connect. Because until you connect, you cannot collect. This time around, God is going to be stirring the water. And he says, whosoever first jump into it, he said, is made whole of the disease that they may have. You see that in the pool of Siloam. So these are no season to lay by. These are no season to be passive. These are season to engage. Are you catching that now? You don't dive. You may be explaining your problem all if you can. Because God does not look at our faces. God look at our heart. Are you catching that now? So why am I saying this? We have 12 months in the year. Two of us. Will you put 5 months up, 5 months down? You have 2 months that makes the middle of the year. And what are those months? June and July. And Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 1 tells us that God does something in the midst, the middle of the year. He says, and I prayed. Habakkuk was one of the most renowned prophets of all kind. One of the major prophets. In verse 2, look at what Habakkuk said. He said, revive thy works. In what? In the midst of the year. He would have said in the whole of the year. So there is something about the middle of the year. Please come awake. Don't sleep. Be awake. Engage. Dive. Be part of the move. So that you can be part of the glory. Somebody say, I hear. Amen. And the Lord is going to be coming through by the grace of God. I know as we go into the week of emphasis. And I will plead with you. We normally fast beginning of the year. Yes. This is now the middle of the year. Don't play with the fasting. Why? Because as you with high tension spirituality, you have made the most of it. Romans 8:6, to be spiritually minded is life, and to be carnally minded is death. When you come awake spiritually, everything wakes up. I therefore want to pray for every member of this church as a privileged spiritual leader here, that no member of this church will be sleeping in this midst of the year. Amen. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Suddenly you will just find out that you will look for your sickness and they will tell you it's no longer there. Will somebody say louder, amen? Amen? And so shall it be for you. So please let your ear be very much at alert with everything that will be coming from the altar. What we must be doing, what should we be doing, how should I go about it? And once you hear, please just dive and take your portion. You don't need any pastor to assess your breakthrough. I hope you know that. I'm sure you know if God wants to bless you, God will not ask me. Huh? God does not consult your enemy to bless you. He said the God that sees you in secret, no matter the devil, he will bless you in the public. Matthew 6:6. So devil is not our problem. We just need to position ourselves. Think of it. The moon, we are told, has no light on its own. Science tells us moon don't have light. But where do we get moonlight from? Science tells us that the moon just positions himself around the sun. So the sun is the one generating the heat. The sun is the one generating the light. But the moon is doing what? Reflecting the light. So the moon is just enjoying what we call positioning. Somebody say positioning. Louder, you can say positioning. Tell your neighbor reposition. Tell your neighbor reposition. Now look at another neighbor. Say you must reposition this season. And I see grace being released upon you. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Father, let this mist of the year not pass me by. Pray for yourself and pray for your family. It's going to be a most engaging season, but let it not pass me by. Even as I'm hearing the alarm right now, grant me grace to engage. And let this year 2026 make a massive difference in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Unveiling the Wonders in the World, Part 4. And as we come to conclusion this morning, please check the archive for those of us who have missed church in the course of the month. A lot have been said. And today we are coming into conclusion. One encounter with God's word will always make a wonder out of a believer. In Psalm 119, verse 18, he said, open my eyes, O Lord, that I might behold wondrous things out of your word. So when we encounter the wonders in the world, it makes us a wonder to our world. In Psalm 109, verse 130, he said, the entrance of the word will give light. Psalm 119, please, verse 130. And when light comes, it gives understanding to the simple. What is the effect of light? John 1:5. And the light shine in darkness, and the darkness cannot stand it. So when the light of God's word comes into a man, it turns that man on. In Isaiah 60 and verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for what? Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen on you. Now look at what it said. Verse 2, it said, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness, what? The people. But it's too late. Why? Because my glory shall be seen on you. Light has already come. So any darkness that comes later is too late. That shall be your story. No darkness in this world will be able to hold you down again. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. So we must walk in the light as we see them part time. We must walk in the light as we see them part time. Somebody say, I received that. What are some of the wonders in the world? Number one, in this service, God's word directs our paths in the journey of life. The Bible is God's word, and it can direct our paths in the journey of life. Psalm 119, verse 105. He said, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Please, I want you to, media, let's ensure the person in the media is a very profound person, please. So that they can follow us. Sunday is not for training, please. Sunday is for efficiency. So in case you are is a trainer, let's change the person. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What does that mean? It means that the word of God can guide you. Life is full of ups and downs without the word. Without the word. Mind what I've said? Without the word. But when the word of God is in you, the word begins to guide you. So your word is no longer ups and downs. Your word becomes like Proverbs 4:18. It's like a shining light that shines more and more. So the reason is looking as if darkness is taking over is because the light of his word has not yet come your way. If you will allow God's word. God's word is our strength. Somebody say my strength. In the midst of battle. We live in a battlefield world. True of us? Is full of all kinds of challenge. In Proverbs 24 verse 10, he said, if you fail in the days of adversity, your strength is little. How do I face life? Ephesians 6, 17. He said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God is a weapon of your strength that you can use to fight every battle that comes your way. You will not lose any battle in life. Amen. Jesus was headlong with the devil. Satan came to him 3 times. But all through, Jesus kept saying what? It is written. Jesus didn't say in my culture. Jesus didn't say in our tradition. Can I say something, sir? You are not a traditionalist. You are not a culturalist or culturalist. You are a Christian. You are what? You are what? You are what? John 3, 5 and 6. You are a Christian. You are a Christian. And if you are born of the Spirit, verse 6, he says you are spirit, not a traditionalist. So as a believer, the first thing to do is not to check your culture. The first thing to do is not to talk to people, is to go to the word and speak to your God first. Somebody say, yeah. So that you are not grounded. Take the sword of his word. Somebody say, how does that play? Psalm 110. Look at this now. Check this out. Psalm 110 verse 1. Hear what the Bible says. In Psalm 100 and verse 10 verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. It's a battle of life. How will he do it? Verse 2. He said, the Lord shall send the rod of his strength. The rod of his strength is his word. Rule thou where? So it is the rod of his word that we use to rule in the midst of our enemy. That is why no devil can touch you when you know what is written. You can't be written off when you know what is written. God's word illuminates us as believers so that we can dominate the power of darkness. Somebody say here. We can take the light of God's word and shred down every forces of darkness. Matthew 8:16, when Jesus was preaching and teaching, the Bible says he cast out evil spirits with his word and healed all of them. Evil spirits were responding to his word. Why? Because the word is a light and no devil can stand it. We are illuminated to dominate our world. John 1 from verse 1 to 5. I've already said that. What else? God's word is surgical. Somebody say, I hear. Somebody say, surgical. Louder you can say, surgical. The loudest you can say, surgical. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than two-edged sword, piercing and dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit, of the joint and of marrow, and of the designer of thought and the intellect. So the word of God can penetrate all penetratable. That's what he's saying. For instance, when man was going to be created, God did not have to be carrying bone, joint, leg, joint, leg. No. The Bible says what? God just spoke, and here was man. He created woman from man by speaking. Genesis chapter number 2, verse 21 to 22. What does that tell me? That simply tells me that the word of God can perform surgery in my life. Will somebody say amen to that? Amen. God's word is the master surgeon. Somebody say, I receive that. Therefore, as your faith is coming into the line, Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word. The word healed them, and the word delivered them from their destruction. No devil will be able to destroy you. Amen. I'm not hearing your amen. I said, I'm not hearing your amen. Amen. Every sickness in your body, by the word of the Lord going forth right now, they check out in Jesus' name. Amen. He sent his word. Luke 5:17. He was teaching and preaching, and the power of God was present to heal. Luke 6:17. They came to him to hear and to be healed. Luke 5:17, Luke 6:17. The same thing was saying. Almost the same thing. They came to hear and to be healed. So as you are hearing, healing is taking place. Because his word is what? Surgical. His word is surgical. I've shared that testimony many times here. A lot. A man was going to go for a kneecap surgery. That surgery was meant to be on Thursday. And came to church and started hearing God's servant, Bishop Abuye, that was teaching. And said, the word of God can perform a surgery in your body. And the brother foolishly believed it. He said, Lord, if what the pastor said is true, I'm going for my kneecap surgery on Thursday. Let them tell me I don't need this surgery again. And the brother bought the same teaching after the service. And went back home in those days where we have this radio. You know, some of us have this radio in the old days that has speakers. And sat down and put the tape and played it and will put his leg around the tape. Say, as I'm hearing the bishop, let the word be performing surgery in my knee. And went back for knee surgery on Thursday. Then the doctor did a pre-check and said, excuse me, when did you come for your surgery? He said, no, this is the letter now. You say I should come for surgery today. Ah, excuse me, let's go for another x-ray. A brand new kneecap. Somebody say it's surgical. Do you know your problem? Eh? You are too professional for God. We're analyzing everything. These things, you know. How would the world do it? That's why the world has not done it. Somebody foolishly believed and was putting his leg so that the world will be entering. And they said, new kneecap. Rato kaparande hesia. Jola kwasiki. Keno fretina kwasia mandagadaya. If he can give new kneecap, it means he can give new womb. It means he can give new eyes. It means he can give new heart. I don't care what the doctors have said, but I'm saying put your faith in the line. Your recovery will happen now. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. So how do I partake of the wonders of the word? One, allow the word to guide you. Not tradition. Not people. Not your sense. Not what you study. Isaiah 48:17. I am the Lord your God. I teach you to profit. And I lead you in the way that you should go. Let God's word guide you. It may be foolish, but let it guide you. Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way that you should go. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way that you should go. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way. Let the word guide. Please, can you help me tap your neighbor and say, my neighbor? Can you allow the word to guide you this time? Let's be humble. Let's not be too smart for God. Let the word tell you what to do and be foolish to follow. You will make it. I can tell you the truth. You will make it. Do you know where we get all our trouble from? Because we are not following the word. Look at that scripture in Isaiah 48. Look at the next verse. Verse number 18. Look at the next verse. He said, Oh, that you would have hearkened to my commandment. He said, your peace would have been as a river. That's the reason you are depressed. That's the reason you are oppressed. That's the reason you are breaking down. Because you are doing what you want to do. You are not doing what the world says you should do. Let's be sincere and let's tell ourselves the truth. God is not the one putting pressure on you. You are the one putting pressure on yourself. By not hearkening to his word. Lord, I receive grace. Number two, continue to walk in the spirit. What did I say? Galatians 5:25. Walk in the spirit. If we live in the spirit, let us also walk in the spirit. Pastor, why should I walk in the spirit? Revelation 1:10. I was in the spirit on the last day and I heard. So if you don't come to the frequency of the Spirit, you will never hear what God is saying. 1 Corinthians 2:14. A natural man cannot receive anything from the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14. So anytime you are walking in carnality, you have cut yourself off from the kind of person God can talk to. Come to the frequency of the Spirit. He said, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually designed. The Bible is a spiritual book and can only make sense for spiritual people. Let's come awake. Let his earthly will be glad. How can the Bible say you should love your enemy? I should hate my enemy, two of us. I have the right to hate my enemy. Two of us. I have the right. It's my citizenship of all right. And I have my right for my freedom of speech. I can talk whatever I like. Huh? But the Bible says I should mind the way I talk. Two of us. I know, but in the world, they say I should talk any way I like. So I speak as I feel. You are stupid. You are mad. Brother, sister, calm down. Let your emotion not drive you. Let the word drive you. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. Somebody say, I receive grace. I receive grace. Louder, you can say, I receive grace. I receive grace. Me and you will make it this year. Amen. Please say louder, amen. Amen. It's a covenant day of recovery. Say with me, I'm recovering all. I've read that scripture for Psalm 30, verse 6 to 8, particularly verse 8. God told David, is it pursue? Fail, you will recover all. Somebody say recover all. Louder you can, please. Now let's read verse 18, everybody please. Get down to 18 quickly. 18, let's read 1-2, go everyone. And David recover all that the Amalekite has carried away. And David rescued his two servants. Verse 19. And there was nothing what? Lacking to them. Neither small nor great. Neither sons nor daughters. Neither spoil. Nor anything that they had what? Taken to them. David. Put your name in that last place. Matthew. 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 Some people are still not got the gist. Put your name in that last name. Are you catching it now? Oh yeah, put your name. 1, 2, go. Matthew. 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 Give Jesus a big hand of praise. We have a very profound testimony in this commission. A man lost his job 19 years ago in this commission. It's one of the most profound testimony we've ever had. And 19 years after, they called him back to the job. And guess what? They told him that all the salary they would have paid him for 19 years, they will give him. Watch. All the promotion he would have worked, they will calculate it, they will give him. Are you looking at me like that way? Lord, I like that kind of testimony. Somebody say 19 years. Louder, you can say 19 years. We serve a God of restoration. We serve a God of recovery. As your faith comes in the line in this service, anything you may have lost to the enemy, they shall be recovered. Please join me and say the loudest amen. I said they shall be recovered. Joel chapter 2 and verse 25. Follow me very quickly. It said, I will restore to you the years. That's the God we serve. He can recover years. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, Ami, Kalo, Breke, Saturia, Shano, Kretia, Kosapaya. As your faith comes in the line, I decree over your life by the God who have called this service a recovery service, you shall recover all. Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 17. Watch what the word says. I will restore your health. So God can restore us health. He didn't say healing. I will restore health. And I will heal wounds, but I will restore health. Somebody say, restore my health, O Lord. Louder, you can say, restore my health, O Lord. Now, as you are saying it, the strength you used to have when you were a young man, God will recover that strength to you. I decree over your head today, as a privileged servant in the house, standing in the shoes of my Father, that in the name of Jesus, your strength shall not break down again. Your body will not break down again. When he created you, he said everything was good. Now I decree your heart is good. Your liver is good. Your blood is good. Your eyes is good. Your ears is good. Everything about your body is good. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. He said he has given us all things. That is to point to you that God can recover everything and anything. 5 keys to recovery. And then we pray. 1, be born again. Why is that so, Pastor? When we sin, we lost it to the devil. Romans 3:23. We lost it. Immediately man went into sin. He lost his glorious state to the devil. But if we can return to him in salvation, he can recover us back into our glory. Romans chapter 8, verse number 28 and 29. He said, for him that is justified, he also glorified. Hallelujah. John 10:10. He said, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you will have what? Life. Number 2, capture a revelation concerning your recovery. In other words, crave for a revelation. A revelation concerning your right of recovery. You need it. In the book of Job chapter 14, verse 7 to 9. It says, for there is hope for a tree. if it be cut down, that it shall sprout up again. Somebody say again. Yeah. That the tender branch, therefore, we cease. Verse 8, carry on. Though the root wax old, and the stalk therefore die in the ground. Kalubre hiske manaya. In case your life is looking like this. Verse 9, everybody read, one, two, go. Yet, through the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth. Karupe sepreya. Through the scent of water, the water of the word, it can come back again. What you don't discover, you cannot recover. So you must discover. You must have a revelation of your discovery. And when you have it, recovery becomes very accessible. Number 3, commit to serving God and the interests of his kingdom. Why is that so? Psalm 34 verse 10. It says, they that seek the Lord, they don't lack anything. They don't. When you are a seeker of God, you are a lover of God. You are one who is chasing after God, not chasing after things. He says you won't lack any good thing, including what you may look like you lost. Number 4, commit to seeking God and praying for the well-being of others. Pray for the well-being of others is a kingdom key for securing your own recovery. Job 42 verse 10. The Bible says God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. When you are sowing good seed, you become a candidate for recovery. Can I say this, church? No matter what people do you that is bad, don't repay bad. That's an advice for somebody today in the service. Don't repay bad. The worst, pray for repay bad. Ephesians 6 and verse 8. Ephesians 6 and verse 8. Thank you. Am I making sense in this service? Knowing this, that whatsoever good any man do, the same. Don't pay bad, though, because you will receive it too. As you sow good seed, your recovery is established. And finally, engage the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the agent of recovery. Joel chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. We read that quickly and we'll begin to pray. I can sense a strong power of recovery already in this service. It's already here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be glad, ye holy children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain, and it will cause to you to come down the former rain and the what? Latter rain in the first month. Carry on, please. He said, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Verse 25. And I will restore the years. The locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm. My greater may. Come on here, man. Let me re-echo somebody. Pastor, I have made some very bad mistake when I was in the world. Many. And now I'm even looking older. Do you mean God can recover my years? Yes. I come with you with that good news. Abraham met God at 75 years. When he was 75 years. And today we pray for his blessing. Moses encountered God at 80 years. Who is 80 years old here? Lift up your hands, please. Lift up your hands so that I can buy you lunch. Amen. Are you catching that now? So look at your neighbor and say, my case is not closed. I'm not old now. I'm not 80. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Are we making sense? I say, are we making sense? Rise up on your feet. With faith in your hearts. Give God thanks and give him praise. Thank him because he's the God of recovery. Thank him because he's the God of recovery. We do want to thank him that your case is not closed. Come on, do that from the depth of your heart. Do that from the depth of your spirit. You want to thank God from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord, I thank you Because my case is not closed. My case is not closed. It's not that bad. You are still the God of recovery. You can recover years and months. I give you glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. We want to pray, which I will give you that opportunity to. But it's important that we do the first thing. When we sin, we cut short the glory. But when we come to Him, He restores back the glory. I want to pray for anyone who want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to come to Jesus today. I want to totally surrender my life to Christ. I want to be saved. I want forgiveness of sin. I want a new life. I want to pray for you, please. This is important. Why do we do this every day we come to church? We do it because that is always the first step. Some people think they can be coming to church and coming to church. And because they are coming to church, God will bypass what they are doing and still hear them. No. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner, he does not hear. Please permit me. Let me pray for you today. You want to give your life to Christ wherever you are. You're going to take a bold step and you come forward so we can pray for you. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. The same thing, you come forward so we can pray for you. I'm glad to receive you. That's the reason. And then every other thing will begin to respond. But you see, until you open the door, you cannot have access to the blessing inside the house. Would you want to give me that privilege? Nowhere is too far. Take a bold step. Anywhere you are, come forward. I want to pray with you. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Church, please, let's celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. And just wait for anyone that wants to come. You want to be saved. In the name of Jesus. Please, I plead with you. I am pleading with you. So that you don't allow the devil to take over your life. You're a young man, you're a young woman. Please, wherever you are, you come and let's pray. Amen. Just sing that song 1-2 times. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. I live for you alone so we can encourage anyone. We're just giving you 1 minute. We're waiting for you. Come, so we pray for you. Come. Please, you come forward. We are waiting for you to come up to the altar. You want to rededicate your life to Christ? I will also pray for you as well. Come to the altar. Let's pray for you.
Lord, I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I live for you.
Still meet us here. Don't say, oh, they have started. No, no. You can still meet us if you want to. Please quickly come. So we pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life? Please come. Born again before? You backslided? Yes, you can rededicate your life. And you are not the worst. You are the most sincere person in this auditorium today. God bless you for doing so. Those of us in front, put your right hand on your chest. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender. I cannot help myself, but I need your help. I need your grace, and I need your forgiveness. Wash me with your precious blood. and give me a new beginning. I receive power to live for you all the days of my life. And I thank you, Jesus, for receiving me in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for you right now, the grace that I brought you forward, whether as salvation or you are rededicating your life, I pray that that grace will give you the power to stay with your decision. That you will not go back again to those vomits. You will live a life of victory and triumph. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please open your eyes. Go to with our kingdom friends. Let them help you with the decision you have made. The pastors will reach out to you. God bless you. Just clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, before I pray for you, we can assume. But I want you to go before God in a moment. Any area you are trusting God for recovery, you mention it. It can be health. It can be finance. It can be family. We have a testimony we're going to read in the second service, if I can remember now. A family who went away, I think for 23 years. And God of recovery stepped in and they came back. 23 years of separation. That's the God we serve. Please, I need you. What did the word say? Mark 9:23. It said, if you can believe. If you can believe. If you can believe. How many things? How many things? Say, including my own recovery. He didn't say some things. He said all things. This is not the time you want to sit down. This is the time you want to make demand. Lord, this area, my health, my career, I pray recovery. Anything I've lost, I give you just a moment. Lift up your voice. Pray that prayer before we release prophetic blessing on you. Call for it. Call for it. Please call for it. Call for it. Express your expectation. Express your expectation. Call for it. Call for it. Call for it. Lord, I connect my faith with this service. Restore my health. If that is your own, you pray for it. Restore my kidneys. Restore my heart. Restore my sight. Restore my finance. I'm tired of this up and down. The days I have lost. Restore my ministry. Restore my family. Restore peace. Some of us have lost peace in our home. Lord, bring back that peace. Lord, bring back that joy the way it's meant to be. Make your declaration in the name of Jesus. So let it be. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have declared. Would you want to place your hand upon yourself? As I stand on this exalted altar and make this declaration, I'm joining my faith with your faith. That whatever you have stand in faith in this service, to cry to God for recovery, the God who recovered the ones of others, that same God will recover yours. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I welcome you to your season of recovery. I decree recovery in your career. Recovery in your business. Recovery in your family. Recovery in your finance. Recovery of your health. Every health challenge, I decree that the God of recovery will turn it into a testimony. Every financial challenge, I decree that the God of recovery will turn it into a testimony. Every family that is in the verge of a massive breakout, I decree that God will recover your family. Every glory that has been lost, before you will enjoy some unusual favor. Now you are begging for everything. I therefore decree upon you right now, the glory of your life be recovered. Every children that looks like being lost and they are going wayward, I decree by the power of God that they are recovered in the name of Jesus. Now, whatever you lost, God will recover it. Whatever you lost, God will recover it. Whatever you lost, God will recover it. By faith, the weak is declared your week of all-round recovery. Even beginning from today, you will begin to hear the news of recovery. They will call you to come and take your job back. They will call you to come and take the contract back. They will call you to come and take that thing back. Whatever it is, I decree that there will be a call that you should come and have it back. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. I said, and so shall it be. And any devil that want to stop what God has done in your life, I decree that they are cut down in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is done. Lift up your hands and give God thanks. Father, thank you. It is done. Are you sure you celebrate God more? It is done. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Give God thanks. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor and all the adoration. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Please take your seat quickly. Congratulate your neighbor to the left and right. Tell them, my neighbor, congratulations. You have recovered all.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.